great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Friday, June 28th across Northeast Texas, and you're listening to your station, KETR. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got three movies we're going to talk about this morning, one of which is The Heat. Let's start with that one.
This is Miss Congeniality meets Miss Potty Mouth. The two characters, Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy, have done quite a few of these kind of movies separately, these same characters, particularly Sandra Bullock. She's actually played an FBI agent in Miss Congeniality, Miss Congeniality 2, and she was sort of a klutz. But in this one, she's really an uptight, unpopular, overachiever. Nobody likes her, and so she can't get a promotion, so she's trying to, her boss sends her out to go to find an elusive drug lord in Boston. She's based out of New York, I guess. And so anyway, she goes to Boston, and there she encounters this force of nature. Her name is Sarah in this. Sandra Bullock is Sarah, and she meets Shannon Mullins, who is a cop. Hard to believe, she looks more like a street lady, a bag lady. But she is this brawling detective who gets everything she wants. Her bosses and the rest of the police officers are terrified of her because she is the toughest one around. And this turns into being a hilarious farce. It's very, very good, in the sense that there are a few lines in the movie that don't evoke laughs. People were just couldn't quit laughing. This is directed by Paul Feig, who did Bridesmaids, and so it's that same raunchy dialogue, and it's written by Katie Dibbled, and it sometimes is a shock when reality hits, and there's a series of intense violent things that happen. A stumbling drunk guy gets into a car, which blows up, and you're like, oh, this is not really a cartoon. This is like real, there's some real life things. But anyway, I expect this to be a big hit, and I think that the princess and the vulgar queen will do very well at the box office, and I expect them to have a Heat 2 sequel.
It's funny because the first time I saw Melissa McCarthy, who plays Mullins, it was in Bridesmaids. And she did a hilarious job in that, but I saw interviews with her, and she's like, she's almost the complete opposite of her character, in real life. She's
right.
Not the raunchy person that she is, and it's weird seeing her in always being casted in roles like that when she's not like that at all.
I saw her first in Gilmore Girls, where she was this sweet little chef in this small town, and she was, just a sweet little girl, and no big deal. I don't know that character that came out in Bridesmaids has sort of defined her now, but this one is more like that, but more so. And it even has, there's a part in Bridesmaids where she's chasing a man around who is in real life her husband. And he has a little cameo in this movie, and he's chasing her around in this one.
Now, this next one that's coming out is more of a documentary, if I believe, and it's different because we get to see the new, I guess I could put it as the lives of the people in the back of the stage. Not necessarily backstage, but towards the back, not the stars. It's called 20 Feet from Stardom.
Right. Starts with the people that did the Do Run Run and Shoop Shoop from the 1960s, groups like the Raylettes and the iCats later, they were backup singers, and this is their story, and it follows. It's just brilliantly done. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen because it traces the career of the people in the beginning and how some of them broke away. People like Sheryl Crow was a backup singer, and she's featured. She was a backup vocalist for Michael Jackson and Don Henley. And in this, they have the actual interviews with the superstars like Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, Mick Jagger, and Sting, all talking about their backup singers and about some of them who left them and became stars on their own. And the most famous of those is this woman, Darlene Love, who was with this group called the Blossoms, and they worked for Phil Spector, who was sort of notorious. He kept putting out records and calling it that they recorded, that the Blossoms actually recorded, and he'd put another name's group on it, name on it, and it would become a hit, and they're really singing, but it was by the Crystals instead of the Blossoms. So Darlene Love was a member of that, and she served her, put in her time, and eventually she got out of show business and started cleaning houses. But then her Christmas record kept getting played again and every year, and she came back as a solo act, and for the last 20 years she's been on the Christmas show for David Letterman. So it's stories like that, and Mary Clayton, who's a very famous background singer, and there's one called Tata Vega, who still tours with Elton John, and the Waters family, they all provided the vocals for The Lion King and Avatar, and probably one of the most interesting was Lisa Fisher, who had a solo career, but she's gone back to doing backup, and she has toured with the Rolling Stones since 1989. So it's just fascinating. You recognize their riffs, their music, and when it's done, they're all, you know, very talented musicians who have just never been in the spotlight until now.
Now let's briefly mention this other movie that's coming out that I guess you would classify as an art house film called Copperhead.
Right. I was wishing it would have a wider release. It is based on an 1893 novel called The Copperhead, and it's directed by Ron Maxwell. He's the fellow who brought the epic features Gettysburg and Gods and Generals to the screen, and this is another Civil War era drama about Billy Campbell portrays upstate New York farmer Abner Beach, who is against the Civil War. And those people, that was a derisive term, and so they were called copperheads. And it's the trouble he has with his neighbors and the other people who are strongly abolitionist, and this guy is more of a pacifist. And so that's what the word copperhead means. And it's historically very interesting.
Alice, thank you very much for giving us a review of these three movies that sound awesome and that I encourage every one of our listeners to go see at some point in the next few weeks. Alice, we will talk to you next week.
Talk to you then.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning at 7:20 during Morning Edition on 88.9 KETR-FM, or you can hear her episodes right here on KETR.org.